That was Wander to LA by Juice WRLD featuring Justin Bieber. I'm DJ Halo. The time is 12:08, and in the studio I have a very special guest. I have Colonel Boshe.
Awesome. That's perfect.
I had to make sure I got it correctly. Mm-hmm. And what are we going to be talking about today, ma'am?
So today we just want to talk a little bit about the AIM Marketplace. That's a assignment interactive module, because you know the Army always has to have a acronym. And what I want to do is kind of highlight, you know, how someone should interact as the individual in the marketplace, the unit's perspective, and then finally why you should preference us here on the KTO, the Korean Theater of Operations.
I'm excited to be talking about that with you today. And I'm also a little excited because I've got to interview you before.
About a year ago.
So I know I've been here for forever. But it's going to make it a little bit easier. But we're going to jump back into the music. Me or you have never heard
this. Yes, song we have before, not heard this.
But it's by Sage the Gemini. You're listening to AFN the Eagle. That was Easier by 5 Seconds of Summer. I'm DJ Halo. The time is 12:14. And in the studio with me, I have Colonel Boshe. And we just want to make a correction. We both knew that song.
We did. We weren't under a rock.
We just didn't know the name of the song. So we're not that old, you guys. We're in here to speak about AIM.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us exactly what AIM is for someone who doesn't?
No, absolutely. And on the way up here, one of your colleagues that was Air Force was in the elevator with me, and he said, "What are you here to talk about, ma'am?" And I said, "AIM." And he goes, "Oh, is that just an Army thing?" And what I want to highlight is, while it is an Army thing, and it's been around for about 4 years now, in reality, it's an interactive marketplace, so you can see what jobs are available to you. And that you can preference, and you can find out a little bit more about things that maybe you wouldn't have been open to if you just relied on your branch to tell you that. And the reason I highlight the Air Force conversation is I think interviewing and trying to find a job is universal, no matter what branch you're in, even if you're not in any of the Department of Defense services. So what I want to do in the first segment as we, you know, talk through this is give people some tips on what you should be thinking about and how you should be approaching any marketplace.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to hear them. But I'm surprised the airmen didn't say AIM high, you know?
I thought the same thing. I was like, I would have capitalized on that, but
I would have made a joke, but yeah.
Yeah, he just sat there and said, "Oh, it's an Army thing." So I think the best thing that you need to remember as you go into the marketplace is you are the author of your career. You create your narrative and you create your opportunities. So you need to really go in and think, make a 5 to 10 year plan on what you think you want to do with your career and write your resume that way, do your interviews that way. That's true. You remember.
I remember before you switched over to the officer side. So coming from you, it's like you saw your trajectory and you went there and you did it. So I'm sure you're going to give us a lot of good advice throughout.
And, you know, go in there when you build your resume. There's no right answer because the way it calculates it right now, and I didn't figure it out until I was in the AIM marketplace, it actually counts the words and it gives you a green by how many words, not necessarily that it's good or bad. So don't focus on that. Focus on what you want to signal to your potential employee, you know, what makes you unique, what you bring to the table to that organization. And if you focus on that in any kind of interview, whether it's verbal or written, I think you'll be very successful. And make sure you're authentic. Don't put stuff in there that, you know, isn't really who you are.
Is AIM just open to officers or is it open to enlisted as well?
It is currently open to commission and warrant officers. They are working it with the enlisted right now, so it's Ask EM. And that's why I think it's really important. It's not just for officers. It is right now. But it's going to open up because we realize that there is goodness and transparency in the jobs. They may not all be open to you, but you know what's there.
Okay. Was there anything that you wanted to leave us off with before the end of this break?
Yes. So just, you know, try to develop a baseline introduction email or like a elevator pitch. I'm sure you've heard that before. A quick, this is who I am, this is what I bring, and, you know, this is why you should be excited to have me on your team.
Okay. Okay, everyone, stick around. I have the weather for you, and we're going to talk. We're going to continue to talk about AIM. If I can know how to talk, you're listening to AFN. There you go. That was Nothing on You by B.O.B. and Bruno Mars. I'm DJ Halo, and in the studio with me, I have Colonel Boucher. I want to stumble on your name.
No, it's
so
okay.
Nervous to get it wrong. But we're talking about AIM, and next we wanted to talk about the unit perspective of AIM.
Yes, so earlier we talked about what you should do to prepare yourself and flourish in the marketplace. And I wanted to give some insight now as a unit that is looking for prospective people to come in our unit. Each unit is going to do it differently. So don't get upset if you go to one unit and they make you write an essay. And I bring that up because we just went to interview a bunch of people at ILE in Fort Leavenworth, and I found out that there was a unit that was making them do essays. And that's the first question. A major came up to me and they said, "Do it write an essay?" I'm like, "No, you do not." And he's like, "Okay, when can I sign up?" So they're going to do different things. They're going to have different timings. Some units will automatically, you know, preference in the beginning because they kind of have, you know, something in their mind, and they can change that anytime during the process. And then some of them will wait until the very end. So I think if you're interviewing with that unit, you can ask that question, like, what are your business rules? Or, you know, is there anything that, can you tell me what I can expect in timeline wise?
Okay, that's a good tip and trick, especially if people get afraid to write essays. You know that different units offer different things.
Yeah, and that was unique. That's the first time I heard someone do an essay. Normally, it's an interview. You can do it on Teams if you're not in person, but it means a lot to the majors there at ILE because they're there for the units to actually show up and interview people face-to-face, right? People like to do the face-to-face thing. So as a unit, I'm looking for, you know, people with energy, people who know exactly why they want to come. So I usually, in almost any interview that I participate in, I ask two questions. And the first one is, you know, what excites you about coming to our organization? And if that person tells me what that thing is, I know that that's a high priority for them or they're good at it. So I'm like, okay, note to self. And I always write that down. Then I conversely, like, flip it and I ask them, you know, what are your concerns or what are you least excited about coming to the unit? And when they answer that, I pay particular attention because that's probably something that they want addressed before coming to the unit or something that they believe is something that's a minus or you know, something that they have to kind of overcome. And so a great example on that is when I interviewed some field artillery majors. You know, if someone had grown up in a light environment, they were kind of, they would authentically let me know. They're like, "Ma'am, you know, I come from a light environment. I'm a little intimidated coming into the environment there that you have on the peninsula, but I think I can overcome them." So I hear that during the interview and I'm pretty impressed. You know, he or she sees themselves. So I'm like, that's the kind of person I want on the team. So don't underestimate what your responses mean to the people who are listening. Because a unit, you're taking all those clues. You're sitting there seeing what they're excited about. You know, if you come in, this happens a lot too. I can't tell you how many people have done this. You know, I go in the interview and they say, "Oh, I'm just interviewing with everybody." You know, you can imagine as a unit what that feels like, right? And they're like, "Well, you know, I don't really know what number per, you know, that I'm going to put you down for, but I just thought I would just interview with everybody." And, you know, just be careful of signaling that, even if it is the truth, just because that kind of shows that you aren't prioritizing and that you're not really in charge of your destiny. At least that's what it signals to me.
And it doesn't show, like, you're passionate about the job you're applying for. If you're applying for everything, you can't possibly be passionate about everything. So when you tell that to someone you're interviewing, it's like, "Oh, I'm just here." So I can understand why that would be a little frustrating, but I hope that someone who was going to apply is listening because you just gave two tips and tricks. And honestly, I think those are good for, like, outside the workplace because I haven't been interviewed in a very long time. I do a lot of interviews, but I haven't been interviewed in a long time. So to go into an interview knowing two questions that may be asked, now you can kind of prep yourself for those answers. But coming up, we have a little bit more to talk about. Do you want to tease what that is for the next break?
Yeah, well, the next break, after the break, we're going to talk about why you should preference and join our team or talk to others about the team, because we recognize that word of mouth is just as important as, you know, sitting there seeing cool videos. A lot of the people that we have this year actually talked to the incumbent, so people that were in the job that they were interested in.
Okay, I can't wait to hear more about it. Coming up, I have Everybody Talks by Neon Trees. You're listening to AFN The Eagle. That was I Ain't Worried by One Republic. I'm DJ Halo. The time is 12:41. And in the studio, I have Colonel Bochet. And she's talking about the AIM program.
And so, you know, the last point that we want to bring up is this is truly an assignment of purpose. And I want to highlight that. Not assignment of choice. I know that's on AFN. And, you know, somebody asked me, like, why are we talking about the assignment of purpose and who is the audience that we're talking to? And like I said earlier before we went on break, we rely heavily on people that have had this experience. There's a lot of things that people think they know about Korea. And, you know, depending on the time frame you're here may be different. So, for example, when I came here, I brought my son here and it was locked down on COVID. So a lot of the things that he had heard that they could do, you know, didn't happen. And that's why when I go and I interview people, I always tell people, like, make sure that you're choosing this job because you want the job. If you're sitting there just concentrating on the travel, is there travel here? Absolutely. The Pacific is a great place to go visit, you know, very short flights to Japan and China and Vietnam and Thailand. But during the COVID, you know, I didn't really get to do those things. So I was glad that I chose this because it's assignment of purpose. We do have command sponsorship here. Of course, it's in specific areas. We've got a high school. We've got two elementary schools and a middle school. There's lots of opportunities here. Lots of things have opened up very recently. Did you get to go to the fall festival and the friendship?
I did.
Yeah.
If I didn't go, Command Sergeant Major Lemon was going to talk bad about me.
So he probably would have.
I did go just to show face. It was a fun time.
But going off post, you know, that was the first time since I've been here that we had that, the Two Hearts Festival. So I always tell people, you know, think about the job and the satisfaction you and your family are going to get. As long as you are rooted in that when you make that choice, then all those other things are just icing on the cake. So you can also... Not only do you get to do your job every single day and you're not fighting, you know, made up enemy like the Donovians and the Atropians. Why are you making that face?
I've never heard that.
Oh, really? Well, so NTC, NTC, JRTC. Yeah. Well, everyone else, especially the major population that's in this AIM, they're cringing right now because they know exactly who the Atropians and the Donovians are. But you are fighting a real enemy every single day. We have no issues with selling that to people that want to come here and do their job, especially if you're, you know, military intelligence, field artillery, aviation. They fly more hours than any other unit in the Army. We actually, you know, fire weapons, right, and practice and train in the environment that we'd be. And then this is probably we are the only forward deployed division. We are a combined division at 2ID. We work right next to our ROC counterparts. And the experience that you get, not just with that, living with people that, you know, you could possibly, you know, go to war with, you also have multinational and all sorts of different things that you wouldn't get in any other kind of location.
I was nervous to come to Korea, but I've honestly had a wonderful time. Even during COVID, mm-hmm. I feel like it made everyone closer together because we couldn't travel. We couldn't really go off post, a lot of us. So I felt like a really good bond with my unit. I'm sure a lot of people had that same shared experience. So, and I also did get to travel because I extended and stayed here a little longer. But I think what you said and the information you've given us has been really great. And did you want to leave us off with anything before that?
I do. I got a couple of points that I just wanted to highlight. And I've written them down because I don't want to mess it up. So the reason this, you know, Indo-Asia-Pacific is... exciting and interesting to me and should be to most people is 7 of the world's 10 largest armies are here in this area. 7 of the 8 fastest growing economies are here in this area. And half of the world's population and half of the world's megacities are here. And that is the environment that you will be working in. And then another thing is, you know, because being Americans, right, it's easy to kind of correlate things better when you say in the United States what the distance would be. So Korea is as close to China as D.C. is to NYC.
Really?
Yes, right?
3 hours?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, well, we're not taking a train there or anything.
Oh, yeah, true. Traffic, tolls. 4 hours?
But you are, well, now you're talking about tolls and traffic. I mean, it could be more than 4 hours. But my point being the distance, right? You are right in the middle of an exciting environment that is only going to grow. You get to do your job every single day. You don't have to fight the Atropians and Denovians. That's just funny that you're like, who are these people? You're going to look them up afterwards, aren't you?
I think the name is funny.
Yeah. And you know, what really brought it home to me was yesterday I was doing an initial counseling with a major who just got here. And, you know, I asked him, I was like, hey, so I'm going to go on AFN. We're going to, you know, talk about the A marketplace. Why did you come here? And he said, well, number one, and that's when I was like, okay, so we are messaging to the right people. He said, I talked to the person who was filling my job at the time. He's a good friend of mine, and he loved it. He had nothing but good things to say. He says, I do my job every single day. I don't have to do it against, you know, fake enemies. I get to work coalition, combined, multinational interoperabilities every single day. And then he brought up, this kind of caught me off guard. He goes, and it only cost me a couple of bucks to go to Seoul this weekend. I was like, why did he highlight that? And he said, the transportation is so cheap here. He goes, I love it. I had not expected it. And then, of course, you know, Camp Humphreys, if you were here before, it looks nothing like what it did even, you know, 7 years ago, right? It is a brand new facility post. It's probably one of the nicest posts that I've ever been on.
Well, I do love Camp Humphrey, so it wouldn't surprise me. Fort Meade, where I grew up, is really small, so this area. I think when I first got here, they're like, oh, yeah, it's his own little city, and I was like, nah.
It definitely
is. It really is. Thank you for coming on. I've had a lot of fun talking to you. Was there anything else that you'd like to leave off with before you left?
Yeah, just, you know, the A marketplace and any interview is, you know, you choose your destiny. You can't wait for other people to tell you what to do. So get out there, ask questions. And the best thing is ask the person who's already in the job that you want, because they're going to give you, hopefully it's a peer-to-peer kind of thing, and they're going to give you information that's really helpful. Maybe it's not the job that you thought, but you control the destiny. And that's what we wanted to give with the AIM process, is transparency and being able to figure out what you want and being more interactive in that process.
Definitely ask the person before you, because they'll be completely honest with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But it gives you the opportunity to see, oh, well, he's telling, or that person is telling me problems. Are those problems that I'm willing to take up that challenge and help fix? Or is that something that I don't want to get into? But thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Stay tuned. I have the weather for you coming up. You're listening to AFN The Eagle.